92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety. That's the Goo Goo Dolls and Stay With You. Just before them, we heard from the Counting Crows, Mrs. Potter's Lullaby. My name is Jenny. It's Friday, September 15th, straight up 9 o'clock. We're looking at high in the low 90s and a clear sky today. On the way, I'll let you know what's going on around town. We'll have our Workplace of the Week announced, the winner of our At Work Rewards, also some concert tickets to see G Love and Special Sauce in concert at the Rialto Theater on Wednesday night. Right now, we're going to check in with Don and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. Hey, guys. Hello.
Hey, Jenny, how's it going?
Going good. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
You're good. What's happening in the world of film?
Well, let's see. This week, we have another animated movie coming up called Everyone's Hero. And we have, of course, another movie about dysfunctional relationships, can't get enough of that, called The Last Kiss. But John and I checked out The Black Dahlia and The Gridiron Gang.
Oh, you didn't see the Zach Braff movie.
No.
But that's in theaters this week.
It is. It starts today.
Has possibly the best soundtrack that you could ever create in the history of soundtracks.
Zach is good with the soundtracks, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, the songs that he's chosen on this one, The Last Kiss, are just... I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That's my favorite Fiona Apple song. That's my favorite Ray LaMontagne song. Really, really good stuff. So,
yeah, I think that part will be really good.
So The Last Kiss and the one about the little boy who and Babe Ruth's baseball bat?
Yep, that's called Everyone's Hero.
So those two are in theaters, but what did you guys see?
We saw the bigger ones, too. First, The Black Dahlia, which refers to Hollywood's most heinous crime ever.
Oh, right.
Yeah, of course, I'm talking about the $8 they took from me, Jenny.
Oh, no.
The Black Dahlia, it's directed by the guy who did Scarface and Mission Impossible, and it stars Josh Hartnett, Scarlett Johansson, and Hilary Swank. So, you know, we were ready to be impressed, and after watching the trailers for this movie, we kind of expected it to be about Hollywood's most infamous unsolved murder of the Black Dahlia, which is a girl, back in the 1940s. Well, when John and I went to see this, I really, really thought we went to the wrong premiere. I mean, the movie was set in the 1940s, but it starts off looking like a boxing movie, and then at some point it changes into a movie about two cops in L.A., and then it's a full hour before there's any mention of the Black Dahlia or her murder.
You're kidding.
I know, and I guess at that point, you know, we were supposed to be all intrigued by this big murder mystery, but the story was extremely confusing and made no sense at all, and on top of that, you know, this big murder mystery that's not been solved in the last 60 years in real life, they solved it in about a minute and a half in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. I know I said it before, but now I mean it, Jenny. Possibly the worst movie of all time. It's just a horrible depiction of a horrible, horrible story, as best I could tell, because I couldn't really follow the story.
Well, I just know that the previews made me never want to see it.
Oh, yeah. You don't like the darker ones.
No, I don't see it for any reason.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a bad Saturday Night Live skit. It's just completely horrible, over-the-top acting. The only good parts to me was... Katie Lang performed a song in the middle of it, which is kind of cool. Yeah, and there's some 1940s-style porn thrown in there for no apparent reason.
I know why they did that. They had to know they were losing the crowd, so they stuck something in to at least get the guys back. But that was lame, and it didn't work for long. So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate The Black Dahlia a red.
Oh, no.
This one.
Okay, in the other one.
Gridiron Gang, of course, starring Exhibit and The Rock. And no, those aren't cartoon characters, Jenny. Those are real people. Of course, The Rock, the professional wrestler, and Exhibit from MTV fame. And this is a football film, actually the first big-time football film out of Hollywood in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. I was going to say that it was just the one with
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
Invincible that was. And that was a true story. And this one is based on a true story as well. But The Rock, he plays a counselor at a boys' juvenile detention center where the worst kid criminals are sent for rehabilitation in L.A. Well, the problem is they don't get rehabilitated. They just end up going back to their normal lives and getting rearrested or even killed. So The Rock decides these kids need to learn some teamwork and structure. So maybe they'll learn that there's more to their lives than just gangs. So he makes them into a football team.
The most important thing you need to know about this, Jenny, is it's directed by Phil Juwano, who, of course, directed the most influential film of our lifetimes, U2 Rattle and Hum. I've seen it 173 times myself. Anyway, this is a pretty predictable story with, you know, your stereotypical characters, but it really does work because it's got that true story magic. The cinematography is really good. It's a little gritty instead of that glossy Hollywood look. And the acting in this is pretty strong. I actually believe that The Rock did a better job in this than any of those big-name Oscar winners we saw in that stupid Black Dahlia thing.
I totally agree. And, you know, I'm a sucker for this this kind of movie where the underdog is given a shot to be something bigger. And oh, by the way, Jenny, if you do go check this one out, stick around for the end credits. They show actual footage from the real detention center, the kids, the counselor, and the football team, which is really cool. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate the Gridiron Gang. It's a green. Go
all
check
right.
this one out.
Yeah. I'm a huge... Dead Poets Society is like my favorite. So anytime there's a movie where a leader leads kids into being something bigger and better than they were before, I just, yeah. I've got to...
You like this because the coach, who's played by The Rock, really grows in this as well. So it's not just the kids. He kind of learns about himself. So
yeah, it's good all around. Yep.
Okay, great. So what's happening next week?
Well, next week we're going to go check out The Fly Boys, which is about U.S. pilots that flew for the French before we entered World War One. And All the King's Men, which is a political movie starring Sean Penn.
I just saw the preview for that. Not just Sean Penn. I mean, that one's chock full.
Yeah, it sure is. That looks like it's going to be kind of intense. So we'll check that one out.
Okay, sounds great. Well, we're talking to Don and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can learn more about them at movienighttrafficlight.com. You can also log on to our website, 929themountain.com, and link directly to them as well. You guys have a wonderful week. Thank you so much.
Jenny, you too.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Music's coming up. We are going to hear from Sean Mullins, his beautiful wreck, also on the way. Bonnie Raitt and Nick of Time. This is 92.9 The Mountain.
Quality music. True variety.
With Jenny in the Morning.
On 92.9 The Mountain.
KWMT, Tucson.